What's up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Welcome to the Put Your Phone Down podcast.
This is a weekly podcast where your average Aussie couple sits down once a week to cover any topic we feel like and completely ignore our phones.
My name's James.
And my name's Michaela.
Now put your fucking phone down.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And tonight is the night of all nights.
Monday.
It's take your pants off Monday.
They're already off, bud.
No, they're not. You liar.
Yeah, I am. It's shirt off Monday.
Alrighty, well, we're going to get back straight back into it because I know you guys have missed us so much. And so we're going to start off with talking about, drum roll please. We're talking about?
Michaela doesn't know what to talk about. She's stalling.
No, you just ruined the impact.
I did not. You were stalling.
Impact.
Go on then.
Impact ruiner.
Go on then.
All you're talking about is dessert a must.
This could turn into a debate. Do you want to start? No, you want me to start?
No, I'll start.
You already told them what I think.
When?
Before you said the topic. You said what I just said on the couch before, that we don't need to eat dessert every night.
I didn't say that at all on the podcast.
Oh, that was your YouTube. That was your vlog. That fully in my head. Michaela is filming a vlog at the moment. And she just filmed us saying that. And I totally just thought that we had that conversation on the podcast as well. That was a mind trip.
That
all right.
Is so funny.
But now I've said it. Soz.
Great. You are an impact ruiner. That is
okay.
Hilarious.
Well, all that happened was, we can discuss this, is Michaela said we need to go get some dessert.
I said we need to. I said,
do you want to come?
Do you want to come get some chocolate with me?
Yeah. And I said, well, you know I want it, but you know that we don't need to eat dessert every night, which admittedly
we don't
every night, but we probably do every second night at least.
I wouldn't call it dessert though.
What do you mean?
Like if we have a shell, it's not really dessert.
Good luck stopping me from eating one chocolate.
That's bucket. You.
Yeah. This is the difference between myself and Michaela when it comes to dessert. Is Michaela is totally capable of having a little bit and moving on.
Yes.
And so am I, depending what it is.
Yeah.
Like those shells, I can probably just have one or two.
Yeah.
But if it's a tub of ice cream.
Or the chocolate self-sourcing pudding yeah. that I made.
Or the chocolate pudding that we had on the weekend that Michaela made, which was fucking awesome. I just can't stop. And every time I went to the kitchen, I was having another spoon.
Yeah.
Because
I noticed.
So, yeah. Just
but it was so good. Mm. So good. But, I mean, I don't think dessert is a must, but I do definitely like to finish my meal with something sweet. I don't know what it is. It's kind of like it closes it out. And so for me, like right now, I'm having Coke Zero, which actually closes that out for me. Or I'll have, I've got like the, what do you call it? Adrenal Switch, which is like a powdered drink, that like a hot chocolate powder drink.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You add to hot water, but it's actually good for you. It's got magnesium and everything in it.
And it is quite chocolatey.
Yeah, it's sweet. It's actually, like, to be honest, I find that like almost too sweet to drink.
Yeah.
So I can't have it all the time, but it definitely, it's just something like that little bit of sweetness that hits.
I know what you mean. Like, I crave something sweet afterwards as well. My thing is, like, if it's not in the house, then I know I can't have it, kind of thing. That's why I always say, like, don't get yummy stuff and bring it home.
No, but
like, but when I want it, I want it. And I'm like, but whereas I'm like, but if it's not here, I won't have it.
No, because if it's not here, we'll still go and get it. And then it's more expensive usually what we go and get. So if I just get the stuff from the groceries, then it's cheaper and it's there and it's good to go.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways.
So, I'll tell you. I was going to tell you this last week, but I didn't tell you because I wanted to tell you on the podcast.
What?
Yeah.
Are you pregnant?
No.
Oh.
But you know how, so Michaela always asks me, like, what I say about her when she's not around. I'm like, she won't, not always, but like she asked me like if I hang out with my mates or something.
It's more like, with your mates, like especially when you hang out with Alex, because I'm like, surely you and Alex like bitch about me.
Yeah,
like so, surely you say to Alex, oh my God, Michaela is so annoying.
No, so I actually don't, and I always say to Michaela, I wish you could hear the conversations I have with my mates, and I don't have like a recorded conversation to show you or anything. But last week I went, back to work, and I've got a colleague working with me, Andy, who...
Can I have something for my teeth?
No.
Oh.
Who doesn't... I usually work on my own, but Andy's probably the guy at work who I get along with the most, and so chit-chatting away with him. And it was probably on Tuesday or Wednesday last week. And, like, I was just talking about normal, whatever, it was general conversation. And somewhere in the middle of this conversation, he's like, what exactly? He said something along the lines of, whoever your girl or your girlfriend, she's definitely a keeper. And I was just like, yeah, she is. Why'd you say that? And he was like, she's everything you've talked about in the last 2 days has been about like you and her.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, and it, like, it didn't cross my mind. That's what I was saying. But like, I don't really do anything with anyone else. And,
yeah, cause you're a loner.
Pretty much. But like, and that's what he was sort of saying. He was just like, and all you've done is talk like positive stuff about her and your life together and shit. And like, I didn't notice I was saying it. And anyway, I thought you might like to know that.
Oh, honey.
So I do talk you up when you're not around. That's I don't so do nice. It intentionally.
Yeah, I don't want you to do it intentionally. I want it to.
Yeah.
That's so nice. Can't say the same about Nigel. Yeah,
you can. Your mum's bawling for us to be married.
Yeah. It's weird.
So's mine, but that's not weird.
Oh, my God. Our dog. What is going on?
She knows when we're podcasting.
It's like, guys, you are not giving me attention. What are you doing? But it's weird because if we weren't doing our podcast and we were sitting on the couch, she'd just be laying there too.
Yeah, it's like something about us being focused on each other.
And talking. Yeah. Weird.
Because we only talk for half an hour once a week.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, today it's more than like an hour. Oh, we didn't really talk at each other, though. We had our meeting with a mortgage broker again today. Yep. It's always a little bit disappointing. Like, it just gets me down a bit because it's just, it feels like everything is so impossible at the moment when it comes to it. What? When it comes to houses. Like, I mean, it's not impossible. And I feel like we're definitely close. But it's just like every time you talk to a mortgage broker, they're like, oh, you probably should save a bit more. You should probably save a bit more. And then now we've got the hurdle of, oh, you earn too much, so you're going to need to pay stamp duty. Well, what the hell?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that anyone who's gone into getting a house or is trying to get a house understands the pain of it.
Yeah, but it's just so frustrating. Like, when are they going to realize that our generation can't really buy a house?
You can. It just... Yeah, I don't know, the craziness of inflation compared to like job pricing is absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
Like when you look at the, I've never looked them up personally, but you see it on people's Instagram stories fairly regularly. Someone will post like, you know, 30 years ago, the average wage compared to the average house price of a house. And like, it's so much closer than what it is now.
Yeah.
You see that graph now and it's just like, how am I supposed to buy something like that?
I know. Like,
and of course, like the option is there, like, oh well, we can pretty easily afford an apartment. And although we live in an apartment and we don't mind it, but it's like it sort of runs its course.
I know, and I mean, we kind of just want, we want a place where it can be the place to go. Is this really happening?
Yeah,
that's right.
We now have a cockatoo that's decided to talk to us on our balcony.
The animals love our podcast.
The animal podcast. Yeah.
It's, yeah, well, we were talking about this on the weekend, like, we essentially, we didn't, well, I particularly did not do anything on the weekend. But, like, we were just saying, for, like, the hottest 100 and stuff, it would have been cool to just say, hey, people are welcome at ours.
Like, I mean, we could have done that here. Like, we need to stop thinking that we can't do it here, but it's just not the same atmosphere as having a backyard where you can just sit around and...
Yeah, it's a bit different. Like, it's a squishy... Like, for things like that, you want a backyard. You, because then you keep people out of your house from...
Yeah, and you want, like, because with our people, we've got different groups and they like to linger in different areas, you know? It's not just like... Oh, everyone on the balcony.
Yeah. Everyone get in a scrum.
Yeah.
And let's go.
Pretty much. And you sit on his lap and you sit on hers.
Yeah. Talking about the hottest 100, though, what are your thoughts on, well, it's not about the hottest 100, but on Australia Day and the date of it? Since you are an Aboriginal woman,
yeah, but I don't feel like I have the right to talk about it either.
Yeah.
Because I think that as an Aboriginal woman in my generation, we are fighting for something still that happened to our ancestors ages ago.
Mm.
And I get it. Like, I get that that's what we're fighting for, but... I mean, it's really hard to be passionately fighting for it when I don't understand it and I haven't felt it myself.
Yeah, you haven't been personally affected by
it.
Well, I was just talking about this today and I'm like, just hurry up and change the date.
Yeah.
Hurry up and, like, hurry up and just put the date, rejoin the hottest 100. And I'll say this, I never celebrated Australia Day thinking, this is the day we came here. And
no one does that as well, no, like, really.
It's all about celebrating being as lucky as we are to live in this country.
Yeah.
Because we've got it pretty bloody good, in my opinion. But if that's affecting people, who cares about the day? I don't care what day Australia Day's on.
Yeah.
What I want is, I want Australia Day and the hottest 100 to be on the same day again.
I don't understand why that's such a big deal for you, though. Because you didn't want to even do hottest 100 on Saturday.
But this is what I'm saying, Saturday. Is when you separate them, because I don't really care about the hottest 100. And I don't really care, like, I care more about celebrating Australia Day. But I'm happy with the date being changed because that has no effect. But when you combine those two things, you give people a public holiday and then you give them 100 of the best songs of the year, it tends to be one of the best parties for everyone.
Yeah, but now, like, you've got both.
But no one celebrates both.
Why not? Like,
because it's not the same. It's just not the same.
Like, it really doesn't, like, for me, it's... I cannot understand that, but I get it. Like, I mean,
traditionally, every time I have celebrated Australia Day, the hottest 100 has been on the same day. And that's probably more so the reason you gather, but it makes it, I don't know, you just combine those two things to me and they've been some of the best parties I've ever been to.
Well, you know what? Moving forward, on Australia Day, we will... pick our top 100 for ourselves.
No, I'm just saying, just change Australia Day. No. Hurry up and do it, I reckon.
You can't do that. You can't make that change. We can make our own choice right now and put our own top 100 on Australia Day. That's what we're doing on Wednesday now, everybody. Everybody, Wednesday, Australia Day. We are making our own top 100. Maybe we'll do a top 10.
I've already got
top 10, my dear.
Top 10.
then, I don't think I could focus on doing top 100 songs. No. And then we'll have our own little celebratory.
No, we're not going to be doing...
Are you right?
I don't see us doing the top 10 on Australia Day. I personally am thinking it's pretty much just a standard day with a day off.
Like a public holiday.
Yeah, but like I'm not planning on doing anything
like
special.
Like Queen's birthday.
Yeah, which no one celebrates. Like,
no, we have a public holiday.
Yeah, but that's no one celebrates. That's what Australia Day is to me now.
Actually, a lot of people have
celebrated. I'm not celebrating it.
A lot of people have celebrated the Queen's birthday, though. Like, you have Queen brunches, like high teas, and you dress up as Queens and Kings.
But here's a good example of how the Queen's birthday got ruined. On the Queen's birthday, we used to be allowed fireworks. That's what made the Queen's birthday...
Was that the Queen's birthday?
I'm pretty sure. I could be totally wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was the Queen's birthday weekend was the weekend you were allowed to use fireworks. Yeah. And now you're not, and now it sucks.
Yeah.
That's the same as...
I mean, it doesn't suck for me. You take it very personally.
I'm just saying, when you, like, you have a reason behind, like... So another one, for example, was when you used to get Melbourne Cup Day off, one of the best public holidays of the year. Then they take away the Melbourne Cup public holiday. Melbourne still gets it, but Canberra used to get it. And now we get Family Day. Fuck that. Give me Melbourne Cup Day back so I can go gamble and drink.
Was that... I thought it was Reconciliation Day was moved to Family Day or something. Oh, no, Family Day was moved to Reconciliation Day.
All I know is we didn't lose a public holiday, but we don't get a public holiday for Melbourne Cup anymore.
Yeah.
Which bring that back as well while we're on the subject. So bring back the fireworks.
I wonder why they cancelled the Melbourne Cup holiday. Probably because it promotes drinking.
All it does, it's a public holiday to gamble, drink, and take drugs.
But people do it anyway.
And dress up. Yeah. It's one of those things. So... Anyway, that's my rant about public holidays and the events that go on.
I really love stirring that. Like, I don't know if people can tell right now on the podcast from listening to podcasts that I ask questions just to set James off a little bit. I'm not doing it to, like, be a bitch. I'm doing it because I think it's hilarious how passionate you get when I ask the questions. You're like, no! Bring back the public holiday.
Yeah, you just like it's stirring so the pot for absolutely no reason.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm a pot stirrer. Get back in the kitchen.
Yeah, just arguing the other side.
Yeah, pretty much.
For no reason.
Well, because I don't ever, like, to be honest, the difference between you and I is that I'm definitely not, I don't have set opinions and, like, strong, I'm this way or this way. I'm very neutral about everything. I'll tell you what I think, but I'm not so passionate that I have to get angry about it.
I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not so passionate about something that I can't have my mind changed. Like, I'm not stuck to, all right, go on then. Instead of giving me that look, speak up.
No, I'm not even going to bring it up because it'll start a whole nother episode.
If you're talking about COVID.
Yes.
You can't change my mind.
Exactly.
I've listened to too many things that are from smart people talking about the subject. From actual doctors.
Yeah, but you've chosen to listen to those things, right?
Yeah. I've also listened to three doctors who have also talked about, like, promoting it. All of the doctors I've listened to, most of them have got the vaccine.
Yeah.
But now they're all saying that they're not so sure about it.
It's done nothing to us, you know?
Yeah. You don't know, but it's done something to other people.
Okay.
It's freaky.
Yeah, I know. But I didn't see this is why I didn't want to bring that up.
It's too late, you said it. I'm talking about it.
No, I'm not talking. I'm so over it. Like, I'm literally over it. I'm so done with it. I'm sick and tired of it. But we got an air fryer.
That was a very smooth transition.
And I'm so excited, except it was kind of a bit disappointing.
yeah, we cooked potato chips for the first time tonight.
Yeah.
And it said 10 to 20 minutes. We cooked them for 20 minutes and they were still not cooked properly.
I mean, they were pretty good. Like, we would have cooked them in the oven like that and still ate them.
If I cooked them in the oven, they would have been cooked properly. I didn't eat mine. That says all you need to know about those potato chips.
No, but you are also like this food too. If you get get set on your mind that they're not cooked, then you won't eat them. But if I say, oh yeah, they're cooked, and don't like make a big deal out of it, you'll eat them.
No. Yeah. I tried one. I ate the thin ones and then I ate one of the thick ones. I'm like, I'm not eating them.
They weren't even bad. They were better than some of the ones that I've made in the oven before that you've eaten.
Yeah, probably. But I probably didn't also have a 400-gram steak on the side.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I had a lot of food. Yeah. So yeah. I was like, I ate my vegetables before the chips.
Yeah, because like you had to, because the chips weren't ready.
I ate all my veggies and I didn't eat the chips. Usually I'd leave the veggies. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Although I'm so excited to do some crispy chicken.
Yeah, I mean, all it is practice.
Yeah, I mean, the reason why we didn't put them in for an extra bit was because we had the steaks ready and we're like, we want to eat.
Yeah.
Like, we were impatient.
And, yeah, to be honest, because we pulled them out at 15 minutes and they weren't cooked yet. And so we already had the steak sitting there for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Just getting cold. And I was like, nah, that's it.
Yeah, no.
Like, I'd prefer to eat the steak when it's good.
Yeah.
Who cares about the chips? That kind of thing.
But we are so, like, dead set on now just getting blade steak. Like, I buy blade steak from Audi, $10, and you get literally four steaks out of it, and like good decent size steaks for $10. And tonight we had two rump steaks, which could have been maybe three, and it cost
could have easily been three.
Yeah, it cost us $30.
Yeah, remember the first time we got the blade steaks?
Yeah.
For anyone who doesn't know, from Audi, I'll say what happened. So, like, I cut open the packet and as, like, I've got a chopping board out and I'm pulling the steaks out of this packet while leaving it in there. So
it comes in a
it's like a tube.
Tube, yeah. Yeah.
So that, you know, the blood doesn't go everywhere. And I start cutting these blade steaks into servings so I can put them in the freezer and use later. I cut one, cut two, and then like I move them to the side and they just fall apart into like eight pieces because the tube is already split up into like six steaks.
Four
steaks. Yeah. And so I've just cut these steaks into these tiny little chunks and I was like, what the hell? I had no idea.
So
right, I learned my lesson.
They are so good. Like they're actually really good quality too, don't you think? I don't know. I'm not really like a massive like steak critic either.
All I know is no matter what type of steak we get, whether it's those ones or it tastes the same.
Ugh.
The only time I have steak that is better is if I buy it at a restaurant. But I've also had steak that is worse at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Like
steak is like the easiest thing to get wrong, I think.
Yeah. Like I wouldn't. If I'm getting a steak from a restaurant, it better be priced probably around like $80 to $100.
Yeah.
Like if you're paying that much for a steak, it better be bloody good. Or anywhere that does a stone grill.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you want to take me to the stone grill
yourself. And yeah, which we are going to go to. But if anyone in Canberra, my personal opinion is the Raiders Club in Kippax has the best stone grill steak.
And whatnot is the
from
cheap Mac?
My very limited range of going to stone grills.
What night is the cheap Mac?
I have no idea. Wednesday, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but it's a total guess. But that is the best steak going around.
And your eyes look really pretty right now.
It's because the sun's just bringing out that
extra flare.
That extra flare.
Yeah. And your beard.
Yeah, it's a bit itchy, to be
it's
honest.
It's looking quite orange, really.
I do have a ginger beard. That is a fact.
Is it?
Yeah. It's definitely ginger.
Yeah, right. Your eyebrows are grey.
No, they're not.
You looked a bit shocked for a bit.
Yeah, I was like, uh-oh.
That's so funny. Alrighty, guys. Well, we're going to leave yous and love yous. No.
Love yous and leave yous.
Love yous and leave yous. And we will be back next week with some juicy, juicy goss. Just you wait.
Oh, yeah.
Why is that an oh, yeah? You know the goss.
No idea what you're talking about.
You know.
That's it.
Okay. Peace out. Say goodbye.
Bye.